Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast, hosted by Lifeway. Ron's mission is to help church leaders become better leaders. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, we are talking specifically about worry in leadership. So why does that matter? Is it okay to admit that maybe I'm worried in my own leadership? I mean, Jesus said for us to not worry at all. So why are we talking about this?
Well, Jesus told us not to because he knew we would, you know, and by nature, we tend to worry. And some of us worry more than others. I have a good friend that says she's constantly coaching her mom on take that off your worry list. That's not that one's not you know, you'll have other things. But by nature, we tend to worry, and if we're not careful, it can get almost epidemic, and anxiety takes over. I was talking to a young pastor just a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, I'm not sleeping, I'm not eating well. This is just the stress of all this is just overwhelmed me. And that's 2020, 2021 also, you know, but it's also just a natural part of leadership. And, you know, when you sit, especially when you sit in a seat of authority or responsibility, and the weight of all that is on you, it just, some days you go home and you're like, man, I didn't accomplish anything today. And you worry, will it always be like this? You know, as we record this, I'm in another season of transition myself. And I find myself, and I've done this a lot, you know, actually part of my coaching consulting practice is helping during transitions, because I know how to transition. I've done this before. And yet there's something different in this season. And I can wake up some mornings and I'm just like worried. So the fact that you worry is normal. It's it's human. And you shouldn't deny that it could happen to you. I think that's probably one of the worst things that you can do. So knowing that, let's just give some practical encouragement for potentially worried leaders out there.
Yeah, and I think that's helpful for you to say. It is normal. You know, you may be listening to this and you do feel that anxiety and the worry feeling. And let me ask this question, Ron. Would you say, of course, we're saying it's a normal feeling. Mm-hmm. Jesus tells us, you know, don't be anxious about anything. But there should be some type of sense of responsibility in the weight of leadership. If you're not feeling that, that may even be a problem.
No, that's
as well,
right. That's right. That's callousness, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have a responsibility in front of you, and so the same with a parent. If you're a parent, you should feel a sense of responsibility for your children's well-being. As a leader, there should be that sense of responsibility, that sense of this is something God's entrusted me with. Mm-hmm. There's a sincere weight to that, which you should feel.
Yep.
The bad side of that is when you turn that into worry.
For sure. Well, you know, we want to give some encouragement to worried leaders. Right. So 7 encouragement for worried leaders. What is the first one?
Well, the first one's rather obvious. It's pray and read your Bible, you know. and we would say that anyway, but worry by definition is a misplaced trust. And so ultimately the answer is going to be placing our trust back in the hands of God. He's ultimately in charge, especially we're talking a lot of church leaders, but he's ultimately in he's totally in charge of the church, but he's in charge of you too. If you're a believer, your life is, you know, the psalmist says, my life is in your hands. And so, of course, that should be our first go-to. And, you know, I don't know about you, Chandler, but I get to give a lot of advice. I'm often better at giving advice than I am at living it, you know?
Yep.
And so if you find yourself, even with this podcast, you're like, man, I'm just worried right now as a leader, stop the podcast for just a minute and open God's Word. Spend some time with Him. There's a centering to that is necessary.
Yeah. We were recently talking with an author who just came out with a book on prayer. And he made a statement that I it's kind of stuck with me this week. He was talking about how oftentimes we'll pray, and it's not a, this is a great prayer to pray, Lord, relieve my anxiety, reorient my heart on you, of course. But he's also saying, rather than just praying that, us reading the Psalms, for example, Psalm 23, is just recalibrating our heart and being reminded of not just asking God to relieve it, but also reading about who he is and be reminded of his providence, his sovereignty over everything. And it's such a helpful reminder. It, even as we're talking about this, is there an example for you where, man, you just felt the worry and, man, you just spent time with the Lord that you feel like it changed that?
I'm in that season right now. I just recently preached a message, and I was, you know, it was one of those where I'm preaching to myself as much as I am on trusting God. And so I encouraged the church to something that I was had been doing already a few days ahead of that. The scriptures, when Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he said, give us this day our daily bread. And so I've just been praying every day. Now, there are a couple of ways that that phrase daily bread could be interpreted in the original language. And one of them is give us our bread for tomorrow. And another one is give us our bread for today. Either way, I've just been practicing that every day. God, today, give me enough bread, not enough of you, of yourself, to sustain me for today. Tomorrow will have its own worries. Jesus said that will also sustain me just today. And it is a calming to that.
Even just praying that, you're focusing on today rather than focusing on all the decisions next week.
Exactly.
It's once again reorienting your heart. Well, what's the second one?
The second one is to remember your purpose. Why are you there? Why are you doing what you're doing? There's, of course, there's stress that comes with leadership, but most likely you were placed in that position for a reason. Go back to that and remind yourself of your purpose, of what you've been called to do, of whose you are. That goes back to the first one again. But you know, there's a sometimes we get our mind off of what we've been called to and start to worry about things that aren't even the we shouldn't even be worried about. Mm-hmm. We weren't called to that. I was not called to increase the numbers on Sunday. That's not what I was called to do. You know, I was called to minister to people. I was called to disciple people, to make disciples. Why am I doing that? Remember your purpose and get back to that. On a really stressful day, one of the things I like to tell leaders and one of the things I like to do is get back to go to the coffee shop and hang out with people, you know, or invest in some younger leader or a peer or whatever. That's what you've been called to do. Get back to that. And it will take your mind off the things you can't even control.
That's very helpful. And I think, you know, you gave a little bit of practical advice there. There may be a little bit more here for somebody who is listening to this and they go, okay, I want to remember my purpose. I remember it. And I know the vision that I had for this place. And now that I'm 2 years in, it looks like a mountain that I don't know if I can climb for that vision.
Right.
How do you reorient and remember your purpose and your vision when you feel like it's impossible to carry out?
Yeah. Well, I would move into number three.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And that's contact an encouraging friend or friends. You know, sometimes I can't get my arms around the enormity of what's ahead of me, but I can get some wise counsel from others around me that can maybe tell me, yeah, you're in over your head, you know, or tell me, here's some things, worry about this first, or focus on this first, prioritize my time, my life. One of the podcast episodes we'll do in days ahead is how I use a personal advisory board and how that's been very helpful to me. So when I am feeling that sense of stress, I want to, of just being overwhelmed, it's not working to pray and Bible study is not working to remember my purpose. I want to get some people to speak into my life, and I want to do that quickly. And so you got to have those people around because they can talk you off the ledge, so to speak, and say, you know, you got this. It's going to be okay. Let's break that down. And for me personally, I have one friend that we've been friends for 35 years, and he can tell by the tone of my voice. He even will pick up on, you know, whether or not I'm having a good day just when he calls. And so he's that one first call, you know. But then I've got, I always have in every context, a, some sort of little personal advisory board of just some people that can speak into to where we're at. So, and it helps me kind of organize my thoughts where I'm not as worried about them, because at least I can make sense of them.
It's kind of like when you walk in, you know, if you're living in the room and somebody walks in, they're like, that's misplaced, that's misplaced, and they just see it from a different perspective.
Absolutely.
And I can think many times where you're sitting there and somebody else can look into a situation and I feel like it's just so overwhelming. And, it, and it absolutely is.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not.
Right.
But somebody else can say, well, here's the next three steps you need to take. I can see it from this way. And Ron, I've had you even do that with me and be able to say, okay, this is where I need to take the next step. And just having somebody you can go to, that is a, just a helpful reminder there.
Well, and you're about to be a parent. There'll be days where that feels overwhelming. And somebody who has been there, done that, can say, okay, this too shall pass. There's actually a country song, I think Darius Rucker does, of, you know, it won't be like this for long, you know, so it's going to pass.
Yeah, and I think what you're saying is, oftentimes I can feel like this situation is just unique to me. No one else has walked through it.
Yeah.
And whether that's somebody who's more experienced than you or somebody who's, you know, a peer is just saying, hey, I've been here too. You're not alone in this.
Right.
So it's a helpful reminder.
Let's face it. You didn't become a pastor to be an accountant, and you didn't attend seminary to learn about software. Still, managing money is crucial for any thriving organization, which means if you're doing anything wrong, then you're risking the financial health and viability of your church. Thankfully, our friends at Belay know this well. Belay, an innovative staffing solution with over 10 years of experience serving churches, has successfully matched thousands of organizations with experienced US-based virtual bookkeepers, virtual assistants, and social media strategists. And they are offering all of our podcast listeners a free download of their resource, 5 Ways a Church Bookkeeper Can Transform Your Day, which shares the 5 most positive changes that will come out of hiring a bookkeeper for your church. So just text Lifeway to 55123. That's LIFEWAY to 55123 for your free download. And if you do so, you will be one step closer to reclaiming precious time every week to do what only you can do. Now, back to the podcast.
What about number 4?
Review your track record. Most likely you've had some success before, which led you to the position you have now. So, and you'll have more. I like to keep an encouragement file. I think we've talked about that on previous podcasts where I can just go back and see, okay, I've made a difference before. You know, I can make a difference again. And just reading through those energizes me again, helps me, again, releases some of that anxiety and allows me to recalibrate. An even better one, and this is one that I've been offering a lot lately with people, is review your track record with God. Review your history with Him, because He's always been faithful. Again, we've walked through lots of transitions. We've walked through lots of stress of leadership with church revitalization, even with church planting, when you weren't sure you're going to be able to make payroll the next month. Even in business, when really thought payroll was going to be tough to make. And, you know, God was always faithful. He always came through. And so just review that history, your own individual history and your history with God, and it'll lessen some of that anxiety.
We're currently going through, I think it's Joshua in a Bible study, and we were talking about how even in Scripture, it'll be one sentence, and it's like a massive moment for them.
Right,
you know, it's like
right.
The Lord delivered them.
Yeah.
For them, that was the most stressful moment.
Absolutely.
They didn't know if God was going to come through. But even in our lives, it can feel like in the moment, it's this long period.
Yeah.
But when we think back on it, it's this short period that we forget
the
stress, the worry.
Right.
But we also forget God's faithfulness.
Yeah.
So I love how you're saying not just the encouragement file, but even God's track record in your life of faithfulness. What about number 5?
Count your blessings. And we would go on to say, and name them one by one, right? There are most likely, even in the most stressful periods of your life, there are other things in your life that are actually really good. And, you know, for me, personally when stress of leadership and it seems like nothing's going right. And I just came through one of those seasons and where it was just work was hard and we were not enjoying it and it was not a good fit for us and all those sort of things. And so life was tough in my work life, but I could think back and man, I've got three granddaughters and they're wonderful, you know, and I've got a wife that's marriage is strong and our boys are good and they're both loving the Lord and in ministry. And I could just count all the blessings and I come home to a home that's, you know, comfortable and we have food on the table. What am I in this transition period while we're recording this? One of my favorite things is my mother sent me a text one night. So I'd resigned a position and, you know, I'm at the end of the month, you know, I was finished. She sent me a text one night. I'm sitting at home and it says, "Are you officially unemployed now?" Like, thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks.
Yeah. And so I wrote her back and I said, well, I'm getting paid to do a few things and have some more opportunities that I'm looking at. And we had a really good supper tonight, you know. So even in the midst of all that stress, God is faithful. Yeah.
That's awesome. What about number six?
Get some rest and hydrate. And I would say get some rest may also include exercising. When I'm the most stressful, and I'm talking about in a day, like in one moment, I'm going to get up and take a walk. Or if when I was in, and I have been in a number of situations where we had a gym in the building, I'm going to go get on the elliptical or treadmill or something, or do some weights or something, because there's something about that that's very helpful. But it could just mean I need to take a nap, you know, or, you know, if you're just worn out that day, go home and start over the next day. Take a break. But I throw that hydrate in too, because I've learned, and it's been the last 10 years or so of my life that I realized when I'm not feeling my best, a lot of times I'm dehydrating. Mm. I need more water. That seems so simple, and yet it's so true that just staying hydrated will make me feel better.
Yeah, that's a good pro tip right there. Normally it's like in the afternoon, it's like, I need my fourth cup of coffee. And like, no, instead I need some water.
Yeah, the coffee is good. And in fact, I just read a new study that coffee is even better than they think, you know.
That's great.
You know, it's so, I'm going to keep drinking it. But it actually dehydrates you a little bit. So put some hydration back in and it'll actually be a boost for you.
Yeah. You know, as you're sharing that, you know, just get some rest. And like you said, if there's a moment where you're just like, I need to leave that for tomorrow, that is very countercultural to the idea of I need to hustle. I need to get everything done today.
Right.
And we were interviewing Bob Russell a while back. And one of my favorite things, we asked this question of what's an unusual habit in your leadership? And he just goes, I take a nap. Yeah. And when he was at Southeast, he would, I think in middle of the afternoon, he would just close his door and for 15 to 20 minutes, take a nap.
Love it.
And then he also said, I just knew a certain time I had to leave it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And nowadays where we have our phones always on us, where we go home and work goes with us, and we always get those notifications. I think what you're saying there is get some rest, but also schedule in those moments where you're not getting pinged all the time.
Yeah.
And you can just be away from work.
One of the things I'm doing, I was using my phone, my iPhone, as the step counter, you know, and we try to get our 10,000 steps a day and that sort of thing. Well, I went back to a Fitbit just recently, but what it's done for me is allow me to leave my phone at home when we're getting steps. And Cheryl's loving that. And I'm loving it because there's a period of time where I don't know what's happening in the world.
Yep.
You know, I just know what's happening in our world, and that's okay.
Yeah, which is really good. Well, let's go to the last one, number seven.
And, you know, this one is the one you know and yet may not want to necessarily do, but rationalize. Mm-hmm. Just actually put some rationalization to your worry. So many things we worry about, we have no business worrying about it. And is it something I can control? If it's not, dismiss the worry, you know, just put some rationalization behind it. And, you know, that, I think the scripture would say, think about things above, you know, think about the right things. And that's part of probably one of the biggest things we can do to battle worry is just to rationalize, is this a real legitimate thing to worry about? Something that I am responsible for worrying about. And if it's not, okay, let's try to set that worry aside. Now, I'm not saying that's easy, but with habit and practice and discipline, that it can help over time. And I probably should say here, and I try to do this whenever I preach about an issue like this, if you're suffering from severe anxiety or depression, or you just can't pick up your head, that's not what we're talking about here. You need help, and don't be afraid to get professional help. The friend you may need to phone is a counselor or a therapist, and don't be afraid to get that, or another pastor who can coach you through that. Don't be afraid to get that kind of help.
Well, Ron, thank you so much for sharing these 7 encouragements for worried leaders. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please share, review, and subscribe so other leaders like yourself can find the podcast. And Ron, there may be some people listening going, man, this is really helpful. I'd love to kind of explore more of how Ron can help. Maybe it's my personal leadership, or maybe it's even leadership in my church. Maybe would love for you to share with them maybe some opportunities they could reach out to you about.
Yeah, I'd love to help. I'm doing coaching and consulting. Enjoy both, virtually or in person. Thankful to be doing some in person again. So reach out to me. The easiest way is just to go to ronedmondson.com, click on the contact there, and send me a message, and we'll schedule a quick time and see how we can help.
Awesome. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.